Okay, we're beginning Siman Reish Mem Dalad. Eizim Malachas Yachal Einu Udi Liasis Ba'ad Yisrael Uboi Vav Sifin. What Malachas a Goy could do for a Yid. And there are six Sifin. So Sif Aleph. Poisek Pirish Masna. Poisek means to make, or Poisek Adam, I should say. Im Hoini Yehudi Ala Malacha. A person is allowed to make up with a Goy to do a Malacha. V'koytzeitz Domin. And he sets an amount. So this is what we call kablanus, and we talked about this in the last siman. And this is the kablanus that is, you're paying the guy to do a job. So you're setting an amount. It's not that you're paying him by the day or by the hour. There's a set amount for the job. You have a set amount of money. So then he does it on his own time. He does the malacha. So even if he does this malacha on Shabbos, it's mutter because since you set an amount for him, you hired him to do a job with a set amount for that job, so then whenever he does it, he's doing it for himself. He wants to work on Shabbos because he wants to be free on Sunday. It's not that you dafka needed him to work on Shabbos. If you dafka need him to work on Shabbos, you tell him it's got to be ready Matzah Shabbos, that's a different story because then you're telling him to work on Shabbos. But if you tell him I need it by next Monday, and he has this Friday to do it, a Matzah Shabbos, and Sunday, and he punk decides for his own convenience to do it, or for whatever reason, to do it on Shabbos, that's not our problem.
So the idea of Havlah, is this how
you... No, Havlah is when you make money, right? You make money off of something, like he's selling something for you. Here he's doing a job for me, so I'm paying him to do the job.
I want to ask something about Havlah. I thought Havlah, the idea is... that the money's, the earnings of different days of the week just get blended.
No right.
Distinction from one another. What about the way business is done these days where you give a credit card and have time and date stamp is automatically put on the transaction? Does that take away from the...
It might. It may, yeah. Right. It may, because it's identifiable by itself. Yeah. It may, yeah. Okay, so you're allowed to hire him to do a job. He wants to do it on Shabbos. Okay, Bamed v'Ramamurim says the Mechaber Bitsina. There's another aspect here, and that is and we've had this already in the Sif before, in the Siman before, that even if the action is mutter, but what do people perceive it? Is there a Marasayan? So Bamed v'Ramamurim, this is talking about Bitsina. He does it not in a public manner. She'ein makirim hakol shazu hamelocha hanazis b'Shabbos shel Yisraeli. People see the guy, or they don't see him, or it's not recognizable that it's the Jew's melacha that's being done. They see a guy doing a melacha, or they don't see him doing it because it's mamish b'tzina, but even if they do see him doing it, but there's nothing clear making it that is identifiable that it's doing for the Jew, so then it's okay. But if it's known and it's public that it belongs to the Jew and the guy is doing this malacha, aser. Now, why is it aser? The Jew has a right to hire him to do a job. The guy's doing it on his own time. What's the problem? Again, a Marisayan problem. Because people who are going to see the guy doing the work and they're going to say, hey, that's a Jew's thing that he's working on. And they're not going to know that it was a case of kablanus, where you hired him to do the job for a price. V'aymar, and they're going to say, Shepleini Socher in Yehudi Lasis Malacha B'Shabbos. They're going to say, he's hired by the day. And the Jew hired him to work today on Shabbos. So it's very similar to the Siman before, with the Merchatz and the Sad and all these things, that even if you have the actual case is mutter, however, the difference is over here is that if it's something that's done publicly and known that it's the Jews, you have this problem of Marisayah. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mechaber, Hapoisek imayni Yehudi, livnois loy chatzeroi oikoislai. Let's say he hires a guy to do the job to build him his chatzer or his wall, oilikser loy sadeyu to harvest the field. So if the work is in the city, Medina over here doesn't mean the country, it means the city, as we'll see in the Mishabura, or even if it's not in the city, but it's within the tchum of the city. So that means people, Jews from the city, might take a walk on Shabbos and end up by this work site. Asur loy la'anichay la'asis loy melacha b'Shabbos. He's not allowed to let him do it. Mipnei harayim she'enem yaydim shapasa. Because people don't know that he hired him as a job, and they're going to think that he was hired as a day worker, by the hour, by the day, which is asur on Shabbos. Ba'afilu imdar b'neinu. This says the Rama, Hagah. And even if he lives amongst Goyim, so he's the only Jew there. Yesh lochish la'archim habayim sham. But if he's a Jew there, he might have visitors. So those visitors who come to visit him, they're going to see it being done. Or maybe even people of his own household might be chayshed him that he hired him as a day work. Okay. But continues the Mechaber, but let's say the Malacha was outside the Tchum. So it's outside the Tchum. So nobody from any Jewish city, for this Jewish city, I should say, where he lives, is not going to go out there. And not only that, that city is not within the Tchum of any other Jewish city. So you don't have to worry on Shabbos of Jews somehow ending up there. So therefore, there's no Maris Ayin in that case. So then we go back to, well, is it Mutter or not? Yes. It's Kablanas. He's hired by the job is mutter, and it's mutter to do. Ve'en Yehudi shechnes sayin shal Yisrael l'dir sadeyu, a guy who brings in the sheep of the flocks of a Jew into to pasture in his field, that's going to be in Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Yudal, that's out in Echos Yontif. Okay, let us look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So go back to the Amud Aleph. Sivkatan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. V'kaitzeitz damim. So Paisek means that he makes a deal with him, and he sets an amount of money. Hainu kablonis. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is called kablonis. Kablonis is, shemasne imoy sheyaseloy eze malacha. He makes up with him a deal to do a certain malacha, bischar dover katzuf, for a set amount of money. So it's not about the hours he works, it's not about the days that he works, you're paying him for the job. For the job. Now, v'im oisaloi b'tayves hano. What happens if you're not paying him? The reason it's being done is because you're exchanging favors. So is that called payment? Ayin l'kamam b'simin reish memzal and sif dalid or b'simin reish and beis sif beis. We'll get to that later in the details of when it's not cash payment, it's about owed favors or doing just as a favor. He's doing it as a favor because one day you do a favor back for him. How that works in currency of this halacha, but let's leave it in the simple way. You hired him to the job for a set amount of money. So sifkat and beis continues the Mishnah Berurah. It's mutter. Why? The chayven shekatzat. Since you set an amount of money, adaitei dinafshe ka'avid. The reason he's doing it on Shabbos is adaitei dinafshe. And the das meaning not dinafshe. He's doing it for himself. Ka'avid. He's doing it. Limahir lahashlim malachtei. Why is he doing it in Shabbos? Because he wants to finish it already. So he has other stuff to do on Sunday. Now, dili Yisrael ain't kpeida bazeh. The Jew doesn't care for it to be done dafka on Shabbos. Dim lo yaseu hayoyim yaseu lamachar. If the guy doesn't do it Shabbos, he'll do it Sunday. But if he says you have to do it on Shabbos, that's aser. That's what he said. If he tells him you have to do it on Shabbos, so even though it's kablonis, it doesn't make a difference. There you commanded him to do it on Shabbos. Just like you cannot tell a guy to do any malacha for you on Shabbos. You can't tell him to go light a candle for you. You can't tell him to go cook for you. It's nothing to do with the money. You're not allowed to tell him to do something on Shabbos. So over here, the fact that you hired him by the job, if that job you are making him do on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference that it's by the job. The only reason by the job makes a difference is because he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. He could do it any day that he wants. He happens to do it on Shabbos for his own convenience. His own convenience is not our issue.
What about the Verchas? You have to come on to the other reason what it looks like to the
Goyim. No, so we did say by the Merchats, No, we said by the Merchatz, it's not even, it might be us or Medina by the Merchatz. Because since he cannot do it on Sunday, because Sunday's a new income, right? And therefore that's called doing it on Shabbos. It's the same Svar, exactly, yes. It's the same Svar. Okay. Betzina. He has to do Betzina. Hainu shehi meleches tzina. It's a melacha that is a tzina here is like more like a hidden. What does that mean? Lefisha ein hakol makirin shehu yishal Yisrael uchamaisha mefarish. Like the mechaber speaks out, what does it mean bitzina? It doesn't mean that he has to do it in the privacy of his own home. He could do it out in his yard. He could do it, people see it. But it's the tzina part of it means because it's not clearly recognizable that it's a Jew's. Aval, eina chanami, dafilim, oisa, oisa, b'farhes yashari. So Mishabur is saying, don't get caught up in the word tzina, which sounds like he's got to go in his backyard, close the fence, and nobody should see. All tzina means is that it's not clearly recognizable that it's a Jew's, no matter where he does it. Kevin da melacha atzma ein yadua shehi shel Yisrael. Since the melacha is not known to be a Jew's work, that's called tzina. Now, he said, what does tzina mean? The Mechaber said, she'ein makirim hako, which is a very interesting lashon. He says that not everybody knows it is. Vafilu im ksas yoidim shi'i meleches Yisrael, shari. Even if some people do know, so they have to really know what the gather is here. So you may have to know every single person. That's what it sounds like. Or is it a minority? It's not so clear. Now, v'yafa gavde mevur lekamon behago. One second, says the Mishnah Berurah. How could I tell you that even if only if a few people know about it, it's also okay? We just had later on in the Ramah that we're afraid some guests will show up. Guests are a couple people or Bnei Beisai. I thought a few people are not such a big deal. So here he says another very important Yisoid. Shom shehi meleches mechuber. Over there was talking about not just any job. Over there was talking about working on something mechuber lekarka, whether it's building a house, harvesting, anything that is mechuber, when you're doing a melacha of mechuber, that is much more chamer. It's much more chamer. Why is it more chamer? So Mishabura says, Ustam mechuber shem bailov nikra alav. The reason is because usually things that are mechuber, everybody knows about it. It's nikra shem bailov alav. It's known as the Jews. Hichmiru bai b'yaser. So therefore, they were more machmer that when the guy is doing something that's mechuber, even if only a few people might find out about it, it's already a problem. Because since stam mechuber is default known as a Jew's, even if you find me cases where it's not so known, they were already more machmer if anybody knows about it. Masha'en Kane, if it's not mechuber, let's say over here you hire the guy to do your laundry, right? So that's not a mechuber malacha. So then the halacha is that as long as most people are makirin hakol, it's not totally recognizable. For example, let's say you hire the guy to do your laundry and you give him your bekisha to do it, right? So only Jews wear bekishas. Everybody knows. You see a bekisha, it's a Jewish garment. If you see that it's a t-shirt can be anybody's. It happens to be, some people know that happens to be the Jewish t-shirt on it, because it says on it, I don't know, chaverim, it says chaverim on it, right? So they know chaverim, but good, you know, you see some cleaning ladies also have chaverim, I got from the thrift shop, you know what I mean? Someone put it in the gemach somewhere, you know what I mean? You see, you know what I mean? I have a cleaning lady, she has Team Beam, you know, from Rabbi Weimer's Team Beam? My cleaning lady has a sweatshirt from her, you know what I mean? That's it, kacha. See, you know what I mean? So it's not mukhruch, it's a Jews, right? It's not mukhruch, it's a Jews. So that type of thing, even if some people do know about it, it's not the end of, not the end of the world. Okay, that's the klal.
Lefich. You don't know whose it is anyway.
What?
In the case of that, you don't know whose Jews, you know Bekshe Mok's a Jew, you don't know whose it is. Unless they go and inspect it, it doesn't...
Okay, but you mean you don't know whose it is? Do you have to know whose it is, or just a Jew is enough? Could be a Jew is enough.
So
the Yechayish is... I hear the horror. I'm not sure. I hear. Okay, Lefichach. So we said, Lefichach, after that Hakdama lefichach. Therefore, if you make up with the guy, the lashon hamechaber was to build in his chatzer or a wall or something like that, right? So leimar. So says the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Hay, right? So leimar. The stam mechover, and this is what he was meramis to before. Stam, when something is mechover lekarka, habi ki'ilu yadua umufursemeshi shal Yisrael. It's ki'ilu, everyone knows. Mechover lekarka is always more chamer. And it's always more chamer. Chatzeray oikaislai. Vafilu imhu aimed bimokaim she'en yadua shehu shalai. Now, let's say it's in a place where it's not known that it belongs to the Jew. Gam kein aser. D'yesh lachush l'shcheinav sheyaydim shu shalai. There's neighbors that might know. B'yach sheduish eschiru liyamim. It's never that nobody knows. There's always a chashash, a neighbor, a friend. Somebody shmecks out who it belongs to. And therefore, when it's mechuber, even if you think nobody knows, you have a problem. Likser l'sadeu. So now we should all have a kasha here. Likser leisadeyu, to harvest the field, 1 second. No, but we had in the Reish Mem Gimel, v'ava gav de derech sadal arisos. We said in the last siman, that what's the worst they're going to think that you did an aris, because that's the normal thing to be a sharecropper, which is mutter. So what's the problem? We said in Reish Mem Gimel, it's okay. V'im ken yizperu shalacha barisos. What's the worst they're going to say? The worst they're going to say is, he's doing the normal thing. It wasn't a kablanis job. It was a sharecropper job. It's still aser. Because we already said this also in Reish Mem Gimel. Over there, after people are going to start looking into it, they're going to find out that he really was an aris. Shein Yehudi chaylik beperis. Right? Because what happens at the end? He gets a portion of the fruits. Abel hocha shiru beis hakotzer she'enu ein Yehudi naito berevach. But we had this also in a case where we said he has to take a share of the produce. Getting the profits is not enough. So over here, what's going to happen at the end of the year, at the end of the season? They're going to say, oh, we thought he was a sharecropper. He's coming home with nothing. Right? So yadu lemafriy du lemafriy de lavar isaya. So then they're going to see he wasn't really a sharecropper. So what was he? Well, people's minds say, well, the next thing people do is they hire by the day. V'yachshedu sheschir yaimu haya the shchiach lischar peyalim liyamim lemalacha. It's very normal to hire by the day. So it's true that if someone is an artist, that is okay. However, if at the end of the season he doesn't, they're going to see he wasn't an aris. So then lamafreya, they're going to say, oh, he wasn't an aris, so what was he? He was a hired worker, a day worker. That's a problem. Now, vafilu imin hogeir. And now we get into the next heter, so to speak. Let's say the minigair liskar bikibailas. Let's say the minig of the city is that you always hire by the job. You always do by a kablonis. Again, we're afraid that people are going to be choshe. They're not going to think you were hired him by the job. They're going to think you hired him by the day or by the hour. But let's say the minig of the city is everyone hires as a kablon and by the job. So that's what they're going to assume, and that's mutter. Das hataz lahachmer, shaloi lahaniach, la'ini Yehudi lasis besade b'shabes v'yontif. The Taz says, no. Since it's mechuber, you have to be machmer, and you're not allowed to have a guy work in the field on Shabbos and Yontif, even if he's being paid by the job as a kablon, because even if the minig of that place is to hire bekablonis, mechuber is chamer, you can't do that. V'kol shekein binyan bayis, and for sure, building a house, da'akati yachshedu b'schir yoyim, shegam zehu regilus. So the Taz is saying it's the thing. He's saying, when I said before the minig is to do bekablanas, it didn't mean exclusively bekablanas. Some people hire by the day, and some people also hire bekablanas. So the Taz says the fact that people do bekablanas is not enough to make it mutter, since there are people who hire by the day, which would be usher. So people are going to be chayshed, and they're going to say, maybe he hired by the day, and therefore it's also. Now, so let's take it to the next step. What if the minig of the whole city is bekablanis? That's the normal thing. The normal thing is you hire a contractor to do the job. Right? You don't hire by the day. So everyone does that. Nobody goes and builds a house with day workers. That's not how it works. You hire a contractor as a job. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in the parentheses, in the brackets, it means that the entire job is done bikablonus as a job. Lafuki imrako adrichel levadehu kablon. Adrichel is the contractor, the supervisor, the foreman, whichever word you want to use. He's in charge of the project, so could be you hired him by the job. Ushar hamisayim derech liskaron lepamim liyayim. But the workers might be paid by the day. Bafilu imuskar makol bikablonus gam kein aser. Even if you happen to hire even the electricians and the plumbers and all the tradesmen by the job, but since people do hire them by the hour, by the day, it's a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, when I mean to say that this whole city hires bekablonis, that means all of the workers in the job, in this building of your house, everybody is the derech to do by the job bekablonis, then yesh mekilim, since they're not going to suspect him of anything else. Now, I do want to point out, even though Mishnah Berurah says like this, in the Bi'ur Halacha, he qualifies it a little more. And he says, listen, when I said that, what I meant to say was that, like today, when you hire a contractor, so I hire the contractor to build my house. He goes and hires the electrician, the plumbers, and all the tradesmen. I have nothing to do with it. I pay him for the job. He takes the money that I give him, and he goes and he hires the contractor, the tradesman. That, I don't have to know how he pays them. Because me and him, I have the job at Kablonis. The world knows that I hired, the fact that the guy, supervisor, foreman, goes and hires other people by the day is not my business. They're working for him, not for me. When I meant this in the Mishnah Berurah, there was times, or I guess it depends on the situation, but there were times that you hired a contractor, a foreman, to run the job, but at the same time, I found the plumber, I found the electrician, and sometimes I paid him by the job, sometimes I paid him by the hour. So Mishnah Berurah says, listen, the fact that the contractor is by the job doesn't make the whole thing if you happen to be paying the tradesman by the day. But if you hire the contractor and you're not involved in the rest of it, the rest is all him, how he hires his workers, that's not my problem. I hired him by the job. So therefore, like Bizman Hazeh, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, that's really how a big building job would work. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying that yesh mekilim, that when the whole city does bekablonis, that's the minig hamakom, everyone does it, you could be mekel. Va'ayin bevir alach. Let's just continue. Shebiarnu divisade yesh lismeich al divrei b'makom hefsek. In the bir alach, there's a long bir alach here that he says that when it comes to a field, you could be rely on these mekilim that say that if the whole city does bekablonis, that's the only way it's done. B'makom hefsek, you could be mekel. Aval bevayis tzarichin im yesh lahakel b'zeh, but by a house, it's not so simple. Do neged das kama paiskim. We're not going to go into the details. What's the difference between the two? Long bir halach here. Va'ayim ishari tshuva b'shem noida b'yehuda. Chelek aleph simim yubeis. And this is a very famous noida b'yehuda. Noida b'yehuda, the shari tshuva brings down over here. It's just kedai a little bit to see. If you look on the page before, on the Amud Aleph, in the shari tshuva on the top there, three lines from the bottom. I guess it's four lines from the top, three lines from the bottom, and the right at the beginning. V'kasa b'tshuvas nai d'b'yuda chelak alef simya beis. V'echot sheyadochik livnais hagag b'cholamoy etzukis. Someone needed a roof built on his house, cholamoy etzukis. Now, why was it so important? She'achar kach yikhu, it's supposed to say, kol ha'payalim l'mivsar. All the workers in the city were being taken to some type of fortress, the army or something like that. They're being drafted. So, etzukis is over. There's no more workers. He'll never have a house, a roof. He won't be able to get any workers. He's going to have no protection from the rain and the sleet a whole winter. Because of Sheish Litzadeh Lahatir Bikablonus Afishabis Vyantiv. So Rabbi Yehuda over there says that he's thinking it's possible you would allow these Goyim to build the roof even on Shabbos and Yontif. Kavan, and this is important piece, Shebekak Prague, because in the city of Prague, Roiv Binyanim Sheboinim Ayehudim Hu Bekablonus. Roiv of things that are built by the job. Ubiprat Kisu Yagagim, and for sure the roofs are like that. V'lochein Ein Bo Zeh Chashado Mivnei Ha'ir. So the city, everybody knows it's okay. Rak Me'archim. So you'll say, what do you mean? But guests come from a different city. Like a different city might not be the minig. They don't, you know, necessarily ready. When you come to a city, hey, what's the minig? How you built the roofs over here? So you're going to say, wait, he's building. V'inu l'yadi klal im lachas Yisrael. But guests don't know it's a Jewish thing. So you have to know exactly how that would work. Maybe, I don't know if the Jew was in the house or not in the house. And this is the very important line. And in fact, if you look all the way down in the Bir Halacha, the last 8 words on this page, he says, "V'im kol zeh lo yirotza lahatir ela b'chol hamoed." At the end of the day, Yoyed the Behuda was only matir on chol hamoed, not on Shabbos and Yontif. Even with the kablanos and all of these things, he was only matir on chol hamoed, even though that was mina kol ha'ir. So this is a very important child that comes up, because negeya Chol HaMoed a lot. People are having workers in their homes, additions, construction. It's all the time. Every Chol HaMoed I get the Shaila. Every Chol HaMoed the Shaila is, could the workers come on Chol HaMoed? Shabbos and Yom Tov people don't ask because they think that it's a problem. And even though when we get in the nitty gritty of the halacha, it may not be such a problem because everything, anything, any building today is done with kablanos and everybody knows it's with kablanos and not everybody knows. Necessarily knows Kablonis is mutter, that's a different problem. But at the end of the day, if they'll go ask a Shaila and they'll say, hey, guy, no, Kablonis is okay, but Shabbos and Yom Tov L'maisa not, and we're going to see next time a little bit more about that it's not a preferable thing to have anybody working on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even with all these heterim. But what about Chol HaMoed? L'maisa, the Na'i Debihuda says that the Chol HaMoed, he's being matir if it's a Shas HaTchak. If it's a Shas HaTchak. Now, one of the reasons that Yehuda says Shas HaTchak, because like we said, that was the minig in Prague. But the minig in, what's near Prague? I don't know, Brno and Boskovitz near Prague, all these places near Prague. El Avdavka, that was the minig. But what if the minig everywhere is like that? Like United States, everyone builds. No, it doesn't happen. Nobody goes to the corner and hires a day worker to start building their house and tomorrow get the next set of workers. That's not the contractors may do that. But the owner doesn't do such a thing. So in such a situation, Ramosha says that really it's 100% mutter. However, Lemaisa, there's Mara science involved and things like that. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, no one wants to be matirit lechatzchila. However, many times there is a hefsid. There is a hefsid because if you tell the guys not to work Chol HaMoed, right? So what do? They go take another job. Right, take another job. By the time they come back to you, it's 4 weeks later. There's a lot, there's hefsedim that could come out. Now, again, it depends on the situation. There's many times people tell me, no, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. You know, they'll be back right after Yom Tov. You know, if you could do it, 100%. But if not, if there's hefsedim involved, what would have to be, if you have a Jewish contractor, that's a different story. That's a whole different story. What his heter is to have workers work on Chol HaMoed. I'm not getting into that. But here we're talking about when you have a goyish contractor and you, the Jew, are hiring him to do the job. So on Chol HaMoed, there may be room to be meikel. We're not being matir and ganzi. You see, Lamaisa, even the Na'i Debihuda and the Bir Halacha, they don't want to, and even Rav Moshe, they don't want to mamish make a mutter. This Chol HaMoed, Lamaisa, is supposed to be more Kaddish than other days. But there would be room in situations of Hefseidim to allow the workers to come on Chol HaMoed. And Bez Hashem, we will continue next time.